This
Good
one's
evening,
you.
Steele.
Good.
Good evening.
Start over.
No, this is a good intro so far. How you doing, Steele?
Dave Jensen, man, I'm doing wonderful. I love my life.
Man, Steele, can I tell you, tonight we had what is known as a dress-up dance party.
Wow.
I just made it up. We all got dressed up and we danced. Of course, we played Crazy Train at the dance party. Basically, the crazy train means you hold on to the clothes of the person in front of you. And at one point, I think we had five people aboard the crazy train.
Oh, man, this is the thing, Dave. Well, I'm gonna get some crazy trains in my house, but they're just gonna be like, what's the word for a mini train? Crazy caboose or something. It won't be a full train.
No, the full-on train, it's really rad.
So are they big
And
Aussie fans?
Elsie.
What's their favorite Aussie record? Blizzard of Oz.
Whatever crazy train's on.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's cool. So the girls are appreciative, and there's nothing super objectionable in that song that lyrically, is there?
I don't think so. And we followed that up with Thunderstruck, AC/DC. This isn't awesome. Like at the end of the night, as we were getting ready to go to bed, each one of my 4.5-year-old girls told me this was the best night.
Oh. Oh, Dave, I love it.
And now I'm talking to you, so nothing better, man.
You're flattering me, Dave. The thing that I wanted to say that it's fitting for this is that both of those songs you mentioned are notable because the vocalists have very distinctive voices, and that leads us into our theme for tonight, Dave. Our theme
Oh yeah,
for tonight's
what is
episode
it?
of Theme Songs. This is a Dave and Steele solo show on Theme Songs, but it's going to be a good one. Dave, what's the theme tonight?
Strange voices.
Strange voices.
You know me, Steele. I like my musicians to have strange voices. It's something I appreciate. Most of my favorite bands or groups, the lead singer has a terrible voice, and I love it. I think it may go back to my childhood. Can I tell you some childhood things, Steele? Are you ready? It might make you feel sad.
Please.
Okay. So, do I have a nasally voice at this point in my life? Like, honestly, Steele, I don't know. What do you think?
Mildly. Mildly. I mean, you're definitely, like, if you called me on the phone, I'd be like, that guy's white. I would know that for sure.
So I think that characteristic was even more profound when I was young, because in elementary school, like, kids would literally, like, to make fun of me, they would pinch their nose and start talking like, "Hi, I'm David."
Oh.
It was rough.
Yeah.
But still, things got worse, man.
They did?
Yeah. I don't know, maybe I was 18 when I went through puberty, but it was pretty late. So as a teenager, I worked at McDonald's. You know McDonald's? You familiar with that restaurant?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Okay. So I worked drive-through a lot because, I was good. But people would always the customers frequently would be like, "Thank you, ma'am," or "Thank you, miss." They would think I was a woman. It was the worst.
I don't really know what to say next, but I'm sorry. I guess.
Joke's on them, Steele, because,
Yeah.
like, who cares? Strange voices are rad, and I'm here at this point. I'm 37. If you want to hold your nose to act like you're talking like me, that's fine. I'll accept that. If you want to say I sound like a woman, I guess I won't accept that. But I will accept that if I have a strange voice, it's awesome.
Yeah,
But I
yeah.
don't think I do.
I wish I had a story to top that or to compete with it, but I guess I've always been embarrassed by hearing the sound of my own voice, I think like everybody, but I don't have any great stories of
Yeah.
being mocked for having a terrible voice, so sorry I can't compete. But I do
Well,
think, like you, I've always had a soft spot for vocalists who've been a little bit off. I think I've never been a great singer. So when I was like, I don't know, when I was 12 or 13, it was probably Eddie Vedder, and that would be the person I'd try to sing like when I was singing, and it wasn't, he's not known for having silky vocals or particularly good voice, but I'd be like, yeah, cool. I'm not going to do it live on the show, but like that was the voice I'd try to imitate. And I think ever since I've been drawn to unusual or eccentric voices, something with a flaw, or I don't like pristine, clean voices, I don't think, singing.
there's a time and place for a pristine voice, and
Yeah.
it's not on this show. So
Yeah.
let's do this. Let's break right into the strange voices. And
Okay.
Steele, I don't know if you're ready for the game I have for you, but we'll see if you're ready. Because part of this show, I've got a little game for you to play. Okay?
I'm ready, Dave. I got a first song for you. This is a song, and I can't find the album recording of it, which I'm really disappointed about. So I'm going to try to play a live version off of YouTube, and hopefully it's passable. But there's a woman, a Southern folk singer named Victoria Williams, and she has a cover song, one of Mississippi John Hurt's song. It's called Lay My Burden Down. And I love the song. Victoria Williams performing this song, it just sounds so unusual. And here's a little taste here.
Hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory.
It's a great song, Dave. Even better when it's kind of caterwauled like that.
My reaction to her voice was exactly what I'd want from any strange voice. I just immediately, I was taken aback, and I just got a big smile on my face immediately. Yeah. That's what you want from a strange voice.
The thing I appreciate about the live version so much is that it's got that one guy who's like, he like drops to the bass register and he's like doing barbershop with her. That's not on the album version, so that's a nice touch. And the other thing I like is that she sings part of that song kind of straight. So you hear her like singing in what appears to be like a normal singing voice, and then she like lifts it up to the "Till I lay my burden down." I can't quite do it, but it's purely singing out of her nose. I don't think any oxygen or sound is passing out of her mouth at all.
It's a beautiful talent that she has.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I didn't already know who she was.
Yeah, well, look her up, Dave. Victoria Williams.
So, Stillman, you know these guys. And this voice is definitely an acquired taste. The Mountain Goats.
Oh.
And I know you appreciate some of their music. I picked Song for Dennis Brown.
This is my favorite Mountain Goats record, Dave.
Me too, actually.
That Dennis Brown's lung collapsed, spring rain was misting down on Kingston. And down at the harbor, local cops were intercepting an inbound shipment. And for a while there it was chaos, as they handcuffed and then roughed up some sailors. On the day my lung collapses, it's not gonna be much different. On the day that Dennis Brown's habits caught up with him, school children sang in choirs.
It's almost the guitar line from Redemption Song. Did you catch that?
Oh, yeah. I could see. Yeah.
That's great record. Great distinctive voice. You can pick John Darnielle out of anything. You're just like, oh, that's John Darnielle. The lyrics and the terrible delivery.
And my favorite lyric in the song, just because I think that's the funniest drug of abuse that you can do. But he says, it took all the coke in town to bring down Dennis Brown. And yeah.
Yeah. A tragic line, but still funny. All right, Dave. The other passion that I have, besides like nasal, otherworldly female vocalists, are men who sing in falsetto.
Oh, wait a second. No, wait, Steele.
Oh, sorry.
I have my game for you.
Sorry, what's the game?
So I'm going to see if I'll see if you'll even participate. We didn't talk about this beforehand, really. I have a quote from John Darnielle, and I want you to try and read it in the voice that you just heard him sing in.
Okay. It's funny, because I am a big Michael McDonald fan. I know people use him as a punchline, but that's one of the most remarkable singers of his generation. I'm a big fan of that kind of stuff. Is that pretty good?
I think that was adequate. Okay. Like it was adequate.
How would you have done it? Or should we save it? You want to save your impersonation for later?
Yeah, you can. I'll do mine later.
Okay. So, Dave, I'm going to play. This is a twofer. It's very rare that we do this, but I'm going to play two pieces of songs from mine and kind of give you a compare and contrast for male falsettos.
Okay.
And the first was Anthony from Anthony and the Johnsons. I believe his transition is now Anahi, but this was back when he's performing as Anthony. That's, I think, his dead name now. But this is the song Dust and Water.
Love the cold, love the way you're waiting. I love your kind patience. Dust and water, water and dust, water and dust. I never know how poor.
And then the second one is from that first Sigur Rós album. We used to listen to the Sven Englar song all the time. It's like 11 minutes long, but at the end, Jónsi shows us what he's really got. I'll play a little piece from the end here. I remember watching some late night show video of them singing, and over and over and over again, there was like nothing I'd ever seen or heard before.
Uh-huh.
And the same thing was true when I saw Anthony perform. It was a voice in person like I had never, ever heard before. And I've always been an enormous fan ever since. It's totally captivated me.
I love when falsetto's done well. It's so good. Tom York immediately comes to mind, but
that's Sigur Rós too.
I just can't play Radiohead on every single one of these episodes. That's the main thing holding me back.
It's the Radiohead music show with Dave and Steele.
Yeah, I think it's great because there's something about all of these vocalists. I think they're not letting inhibitions control them.
Totally.
Like you wouldn't necessarily sing like the Mountain Goats guy if you were like worried about people thinking what you sounded like. He's just singing it out.
Yeah,
and I think all of these artists just do it.
Yeah, that's a great point, Dave. You've got a song here for us that I've actually been super into lately. I love this song. So what's your second choice?
I don't even know how to say her name. Aldis Harding. Mm. She's from New Zealand. I love this song as well. It's called Imagining My Man.
Protected.
Had to get us there to that part of the song. It was worth it though, Dave.
Oh yeah. It's a really interesting juxtaposition to the mincing in falsetto that we just played.
Totally.
To this woman, just a beautiful, deep voiced woman, I guess.
Almost a baritone, yeah. It was, I don't know. The part I love about that song is that sudden change in the chorus. There's that little like, hey, like that totally doesn't belong there. That like marks it as like a song made in the last 2-3 years. But then the way that kind of sneering, love takes time, hey, hey, she just delivers that with such melting irony there that was just like the least hey, hey ever delivered. It was great. All my life I've had to fight to stay. That's such a heartbreaking line.
And she definitely passes the strange voice test.
Cause yes.
When I played this, when my wife could hear, she is like, what are you doing? What are you listening to?
She kind of eats the my man that on that one line. I don't know what she's even saying, but it's so good.
It's delightful.
We got a quote from her. You gonna give try the Aldous Harding?
Yeah, we do. Should I go for it?
I don't. Your Kiwi accent's better. It's better.
Let's see. I feel like I'm just gonna be like making fun of her.
Pinch
but
your
I
nose,
guess that's
Dave,
the
just
point
like
of the game.
Kids did on the bus.
It is all just about the tender and frightening thoughts that come with being in love and growing up and trying to figure out what the hell is it that you want.
She's kind of like a cross between Frankenstein and a Scandinavian, like, general. This is good, Dave.
Yeah, I've heard her speak, actually, and that was spot on. That's exactly how she sounds. So.
Wow, that's a perfect impersonation. But there's still a couple more sentences. You don't want to finish it out?
I think I'm good.
Okay. This game's fun. All right. All right, Dave. Third choice. I was thinking, if you hadn't have played that one, I thought I might have done Tracy Chapman, who's another singer with a really rich range but an uncharacteristically deep voice but with some frills in it. And then I was thinking about, you know that song from The Jungle Book, I Want to Be Like You?
Oh, yeah.
Louis Prima. I was listening to him a lot when Cedar was a kid. I'd play a lot of Louis Prima for Cedar. But I said, no. If we're doing distinctive or strange voices, it wouldn't be a complete episode if I didn't play some Tom Waits. So, Dave, we're going to play Step Right. No, I'm going to play, I'm going to play Come On Up to the House. I like the song. This is from the Mule Variations album.
I've tried to imagine that guy playing a live show and being able to maintain that singing voice for an hour and a half. Like, it feels like his vocal cords would just explode.
He's like, I've been gargling glass for the last 2 hours. I'm ready. No, I think his voice, if you imagine him reading a quote, it would just be like Cookie Monster. The speaking voice would be just like anything that Cookie Monster's ever said. You're like, yeah, that's what Tom Waits sounds like when he's not singing. No, but the thing is, I went back, Dave, and I listened to his very first record, and he's got an unusual voice, but it's not that unusual. It's kind of just like a sweet songwriter. It's definitely something he's played up and deepened and really stepped into as he's aged. He's a character now.
Sure, gargling glass will enable you to hit vocal ranges you couldn't have before.
That's right, it's Tom Waits.
So, Steele,
send us out.
Of course, through the history of indie rock, the high-pitched nasal voice has been just an amazing touchstone. Built to Spill, Granddaddy, the Flaming Lips, and the heritage continues today with a band called Woods.
Oh.
And I wanna play one of their songs called "Blood Dries Darker."
Okay, Dave. Tell me that that's not this band or this song just having smoked a lot of like muscle relaxants. Okay, let me fast forward.
This is Talking Heads, you know. He's doing the Talking Heads voice there. No, I'm talking the indie rock high pitch.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing. He's doing the indie rock high pitch, which there's
a different
probably
family,
20...
a different genre altogether.
Yeah. For 20 years of my life, you give me an indie rock high pitched voice, boom, I'm in. That's all it takes.
And that
except for Death Cab for Cutie.
But like Woods, I liked it because it almost had like a California feel. Like there was something that was like friendly, a little bit laid back, not jam bandy exactly, but like it wasn't like, it didn't seem to me like somebody from New York doing his indie rock band. I don't know where the Woods are from, but they seem like they had a bit of sunlight in their life.
They are from New York.
Oh, really? From Brooklyn?
Yeah. But I think, they're from New York.
There's a bit of psychedelic feel.
They do have some psychedelic feel. And I think everybody's invited. Just, we're all invited.
They got an album, City Sun Eater in the River of Light. That's beautiful. That's not a New York title. Anyway.
Yeah, they've gotten out. They don't just stay in New York all the time. Yeah, you got to experience life in the world.
I got to reform my opinion in New York now. I guess I'm holding on to prejudices.
Yeah, I think it's a you problem, Steele. It's not a Woods problem.
Yeah.
It's a you problem.
Okay.
But those are some strange voices. And
those are
I
so
love
strange.
Them. We could do like a year of just strange voices episodes, and I would be thrilled.
Some have even accused us of having done that so far on theme songs for every pick we made.
So. Yeah, well, I want people to feel comfortable. Yeah, I want people to know what to expect.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, everybody knows what to expect at the end of the episode. What do we got, Steele?
Jadan from Encinitas, California. Hey, theme song guys, I just tricked out my car. Now have subwoofer in the trunk. Do you have a suggestion for tunes I should blast when hanging out at the Big Lots parking lot? I want people to be impressed. Jadan, man. Encinitas. Great question. There's an easy answer to that, Dave. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready to hear.
You remember DJ Qbert?
Of course, yeah. I love his work.
For the bass.
Yeah. Big Lots parking lot.
That's the song. If you got a true subwoofer, everybody in Big Lots will know. DJ Qbert, that's called Cosmic Assassins, Dave. That's the easy answer. But what do you got?
Even better answer. You know, in the 80s when they did that, someone took the Mozart song and kind of electronified it a little bit.
Uh-huh. The one that they play in the Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure with the violin,
yes,
or whatever.
Yeah. Yes. There, you're done. Like, yeah, you're throwing off expectations. Everybody thinks you're going to come out with some type of heavy DJ music. You just get them going with a little Mozart and they're thinking, "Oh, this is nice." And then boom, Mozart gets the sense going and the whole parking lot's on fire.
Okay, Dave, I have a story that matches that. So I'm playing pickup soccer. There's a kid visiting. He goes to the University of Wyoming. Tall, skinny guy, really weird. Talking about all the psychedelic drugs and marijuana he'd been smoking that summer. Played pretty nice. Soccer pretty well. At the end of the game, he goes out to the parking lot, gets into this old battered pickup truck, turns the ignition, and music is playing very, very loud, and his sound system is thumping. And I had no idea what to expect based on his conversation, his conduct, and the appearance of the car, but this was the song. It was the loudest music I've ever heard in person out of a car. Slowly pulling out of the parking lot. It was amazing.
You were impressed, right?
I was so impressed. So what happened was, I came out to play pickup soccer every day for the next 2 weeks until I saw this kid again, and I ran up to him and I said, "Hey man, last time you're playing some music in your car when you were leaving, what was it?" And he went through all these possibilities like, nope. And then he goes, "Oh, I know what it was. It was Grammatic." And I had him write it down. He's like, "Yeah, he's a Slovenian DJ."
Yes.
So I was like, "Yeah, play Grammatic, the Slovenian DJ." It was awesome. It was one of the great moments of my summer life.
I withdraw my answer because, Jadan, that is the answer.
When in doubt, go with Slovenian DJs.
Yes.
And he releases all of his music under Creative Commons licenses. That's even better. I love it. Give it to the commons. All right, Dave.
Good night, Steel.
That was another episode of Strange Voice of Theme Songs. Theme Songs.
Yeah. Well, it could just be called Strange Voices.
Yeah, good. All right. Good night, man.
Good night.